Leicester-born actor Richard Armitage is famed for roles in Robin Hood, Spooks, and more recently, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. But as well as being internationally renowned as an actor, he's also very clued up on King Richard III. His father named him after the last Plantagenet king, would you believe? And being from Leicester, he also has an interest in the recent find of the king's bones under Greyfriars car park here in the city. Well, BBC Radio Leicester's Emily Anderson has been speaking to him about this, but first she asked him what it was like working on his latest project, The Hobbit.
It's always a little bit intimidating when you take on a role like this. And you know, apart from having to relocate to New Zealand for a year and a half, the scale of the film was huge and the amount of people that are working. I remember walking onto the soundstage on the first day and pulling back a curtain and seeing, you know, 200 people on computers. And, you know, you think all of these people are going to be looking at you. So it's a little bit scary, but You know, you do your work and Peter makes the atmosphere very intimate. And of course, everyone's focusing on their particular job. So it suddenly becomes less daunting and it's just your workplace.
And you're well known in the UK for various roles, such as your role in Spooks and obviously on Robin Hood. But this has put you onto the global scale, hasn't it?
Well, I suppose, yes, because we've just had the final box office from the cinema release, and I think we've hit $1 billion, which is a huge success. So it means to me, what's important about that is it has had a global reach, and many people have seen it in different cultures and different countries, and that to me is very exciting.
Now, the book and indeed the film has had great affection for many people, particularly children. Is this a childhood dream for you to play this part?
Well, yeah, I mean, I read the book when I was 7 years old, or I think it was read to me in primary school, and I remember very, very clearly the teacher doing all the voices, and that memory came back to me when I started reading it again as preparation for the film. And I love working from literature, and it's always a point of reference, so however far into filming you are, you can always go back to that book and remember what Tolkien was talking about and what he was writing. And you know, I also hope that when people see this film, that they might go and pick up the book and experience it for themselves in that way. And so, yes, it really was a childhood dream.
I think often the problem, especially when books are turned into films, people, if they've read the book, are very cynical, aren't they? And they say, oh, you know, it's not as good as the book. Do you think that The Hobbit translates well on screen?
I do. And also, I think it's sort of based on the book, if you know what I mean. And Tolkien talks about certain paths and he goes down them, and there are other routes that he chooses not to go down, and Peter's exploring everything, so it's an expansion of the book, certainly, and he wants to play in Middle Earth again, and I really enjoy that, and he's not really inventing too much story. I mean, he's using the appendices from Lord of the Rings, but yeah, it's a charming tale, but it has to be translated into a film, which is appealing to a wider audience than perhaps the book was ever intended for.
Now, the part you play in the film, if people don't know, is Torrin, leader of the dwarves in Middle England. How do you prepare for a role like that?
We did six to eight weeks of boot camp. So it was learning how to fight, how to move, how to interact with each other. It became like a military operation amongst the 13 dwarves. So we found our hierarchy. We trained with a stunt team so that we were in line with our stunt doubles. And apart from the physical work as well, I mean, I did a fair amount of vocal work and researching Tolkien, looking at as much of his other writings as I could possibly get my hands on.
Would you say your role in The Hobbit was a dream role, or is there a role you're still waiting to play?
Yeah, I mean, The Hobbit was pretty much a dream role, but there's always another role out there that I'll hanker for. But I do love working from literature. I love working from history, and I always enjoy playing someone that existed in real life.
We can't get you onto BBC Radio Leicester without talking to you about number one, Richard III, talking of history, and I'm sure you've heard about the recent find in Leicester of Richard III's bones. What do you make of all that?
It's very exciting. I mean, I'm. The dig was fascinating, and I sort of watched every step of the way, and seeing that facial reconstruction as well was also fascinating. But I was named after Richard. My father had a real passion for his story, and I was born on the 22nd of August, which is the day that he died at the Battle of Bosworth. And I remember being a little bit cross with my dad for naming me after a hunchback monster. But of course, You know, he was a Ricardian, so he believed in something quite different to what Shakespeare was talking about. And I've adopted that passion, I suppose. So, I'm kind of interested in his life.
So it has a special significance for you. And as we've heard from the originator of the search, Philippa Langley, I'm sure you've heard her speaking quite fondly of Richard III. It looks like history might need to be rewritten.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not an awful lot there. There's, you know, any documentation that really was around at the time of his life was either destroyed or just simply didn't exist. So we don't really know an awful lot about him or you know, and certainly not any psychology as to why he was perceived in the way that he was. And the physical, you know, the physical thing aside, you know, with regards to the scoliosis, at the time it would, the idea of somebody who was physically deformed being, you know, a malevolent person was actually quite a normal thing, and it's obviously we think differently to that today. So it would be interesting to have another look at his life aside from Shakespeare's fantastic villain, but really it is it's almost a pantomime creation, and I'm interested in looking at a psychological version of that story whereby we try to understand how, you know, who he was and why he did the things he did.
There have been various quotes from you and from other people suggesting that maybe you'd be the perfect person to play Richard III if there were to be a screenplay or a film about him.
Well, I find that very flattering. I mean, I live in a dream world of maybe doing that, but I'm a little bit too tall and perhaps a little bit too old now. But I'd certainly like to be involved in a production. Yeah, whether that's on stage or on film, I don't know.
So you've not been approached yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, Philippa Langley has told BBC Radio Leicester she can't see past you, Richard Armitage, for the role, and she's writing a screenplay at the moment.
Yes, I've read her screenplay, and I've been in contact with Philippa for a long time, and you know, I'm so thrilled that she was able to be such an integral part of that dig, and you know, a member of the Richard III Society. So I just want to offer my congratulations to her for that success.
Have you been to Leicester yet since the find of Richard III? Because obviously we've got the dig site, we've got the visitor centre, a brand new visitor centre opening next year. Is it something you'd be maybe tempted to come and have a look at?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, it's definitely on my list of things to do. I think it's a real privilege for Leicester to have that find. And I suppose the idea of a reburial is now on everyone's lips of where his remains should end.
Can I ask you your opinion?
I think he should probably stay where he was found.
In Leicester.
Yeah, I do.
In Leicester. So next year when the reinterment happens, maybe we could see you in Leicester to come along and have a look for yourself?
Oh, for sure, without a doubt.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me today, Richard. And if you are ever in Leicester, feel free to pop in to see us, because believe it or not, we're right next door to where Richard III's remains were found.
I will do.
Come in and see us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Richard Armitage talking to BBC Radio Leicester's Emily Anderson. We heard Richard Armitage there talking about his dreams, and maybe that dream of playing Richard III will happen. I can tell you that one of Emily Anderson's dreams was to be able to talk to Richard Armitage.